listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to the Legal Eagle program with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Friday evenings between 8 and 9 p.m. Today being the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447, corresponding to Friday the 3rd of October, 2025. News happening all over the world across every news platform. The global Sumud flotilla has been attacked. And to help us unpack this, we have none other than our very own attorney, Zahir Umar. Attorney sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I mean, jazakallah khairan for taking out the time during your busy schedule to speak to us. Attorney sahab, just this week or yesterday, the final boat from Italy had been attacked. Because they joined the convoy late, and the Zionist gangster enclave had attacked him. Now, Attorney Sir, please explain to our listeners what was the purpose of this global Sumud flotilla.
One of that. Look, previously we spoke about what is the significance of recognizing Palestine as a state. Right. Now, previously I too was ignorant. And I must apologize to the listeners. The significance of recognizing Palestine as a state is now becoming very clear to me too. Moreover, the flotilla is a brainchild of Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg is a Swedish young lady. Her father apparently is a multi-billionaire. She is playing a very significant role in redressing the problems with climate change, which we'll talk about later. And she orchestrated this flotilla move. The first time Zionists attacked the flotilla, we all know about it. This time, Italy, Spain, and many other countries sent naval ships to escort the flotilla into international waters with the aim of landing in Palestine. Now, Morana, look, this is largely symbolic, but what the flotilla is doing is they are genuinely bringing supplies, medical supplies, food, etc. And their purpose in coming there is purely peaceful. They are doing nothing unlawful. They're not grabbing guns, nothing of the sort. It's purely, it can all be seen as a Gandhi philosophy-driven move. Like turn the other cheek. More than about what is happening here, the flotilla and the conduct of the Zionist gangsters is being televised. And this is inciting hatred throughout the world. More than during the course of the week yesterday, there was a national strike in Spain, in Italy too. In the States, two Zionist Yahudis were shot dead. In Manchester, in England, again, two Zionists were shot dead. Now, what is happening, Mona? Each time that the flotilla is being attacked by violence at the behest of these Zionist gangsters, the world is looking at the cruelty, and this is inciting hatred. Now, the hatred that's being incited is so great that people can't control themselves. This is dominated in the killing of Zionists in the States and in the UK. And that's being seen by all. Tomorrow, the flotilla has a great, great significance. But what the Zionists is doing is exactly what is described in the Quran. Summa bukun umun, deaf, dumb, and blind, the Zionist fools continue. And what they're doing? They are inciting hatred in the heart of the whole world towards them. The whole world is seeing the cruelty, the inflicting, and the genocide, the inflicting on the fellow human beings. And this is inciting hatred, not only in the hearts of Muslims. It's inciting hatred towards the Zionists. In all countries, in all world, why would Italy, why is it Spain, call for a national strike? A national strike causes phenomenal loss to a country. They are willing to strike, not work for an entire day. And prepared to lose billions of rands or billions of dollars, whatever is the currency. This is primarily done to keep alive in the hearts and minds of the world the cruelty inflicted by the Zionist dogs. And the flotilla is very significant in that regard, one of them.
Gian, I know that just today I've seen a video clip that one of the ministers are calling the people on the activists who went on the flotilla, calling them terrorists. But when the people or the news reporters asked them, where are the arms? And they're showing just humanitarian aid. They said, no, they want to join Hamas. Now, I mean, you're bringing aid to a country that's been almost 2 year war. And now you want to attack them and detain them. And such news that Kim Jong-un said that he warns Israel to release Greta Thunberg. And just within minutes, she got released. Now, what power does China have against the Israelis?
Mona, you see the significance of this flotilla. Let me explain to you, Mona. You know, I was interviewed previously. You know, Russia is offering one Muslim on our own. You know? Russia is very, very powerful. Russia is busy sending drones over Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and the West can do nothing about it. They cannot. Neither America. America is bankrupt. Now, Russia could take a firmer stand much sooner to prevent the genocide inflicted on our people in Palestine. They didn't do it. China is extremely powerful. China is regarded to be more powerful than the United States. More than that. In the world today, we're talking economics. America is falling apart. They're indebted to China to the tune of close to $36 trillion, you know? So the war for America is out of question. Let's start with this. China could easily have much sooner said, this we will not tolerate. Article 1 of the Genocide Convention says that every signatory of the Genocide Convention has an obligation, a duty, to prevent and to punish genocide. China and Russia are in fact signatories to the Genocide Convention. Now the question is, why are they suddenly coming out? More than that, you know, every human being is born with a sense of natural justice. Allah has implanted in our hearts, in our souls. You know, whether you're a Muslim, Yahud, Christian, whatever. You know, if you are confronted with palpable injustice, Mona, a wrong, you know, feel in your heart, Allah places in the human's heart. Now, when you see the flotilla, and you see the injustice inflicted by the Zionist dogs, you see, but so what is this? It's almost insane. The Chinaman is not stupid, he's intelligent. The Koreans are not stupid, they're intelligent people. And the Russians too. Now, when an injustice is incited and triggered in the heart of a person, you feel upset, Monana. Me and you and every Muslim who's following this, we have difficulty concentrating, we have difficulty sleeping, Monana. And it caused tears in the eyes of many reasonably minded people. Now, if a Korean, a Chinaman, a Russian sees the flotilla and sees the injustice, are they going to be troubled, Mona? And when they're troubled, this is the reaction that's going to be caused. This is not an expression of solidarity towards Muslims. No, this is an expression towards solidarity, to be a human being, to uniting as human beings who have a natural sense of justice in their souls and hearts. If the genocide inflicted by the Zionists were not given coverage by other media, print or TV media, the flotilla is a brilliant source of attention, Mona. It's exceptionally good. And the televised infliction of oppression and harm on the participants in the flotilla, that is inciting consciousness in the hearts of the reasonably minded people of the world. Now, Greta Thunberg, I told you, Greta Thunberg is a daughter of a multi-billionaire, Sweden or Switzerland, and said, and she's a player, she's a big player, girl, young girl, and deep, brave girl. She started her campaign with climate change, which we'll talk about later. But as you said earlier, the moment they mentioned Greta Thunberg, she was released instantly. And I suspect her father had got huge investments in North Korea. And I think that may be the reason why they reacted so quickly in the media. North Korea is a player. North Korea will want to play with him. They're nuclear powers. And if they issue a warning, the Zionists take it very, very seriously. They don't want, they don't give America either. I told you earlier, America North Korea is a nuclear power. And that guy, the Kim Jong-un, he won't leave. He will easily discharge a nuclear weapon if he has to. And America cannot look into anything about it. Look, all that, you must understand right now, we're sitting with a shutdown in America. How much can America stand beside the Zionist dogs? No, there's a point where the Americans might say, look, it's now our interests come first. As we're talking now, there's a shutdown. There's a risk of 750,000 Americans losing their jobs. All non-essential civil services has come to a standstill. So what is America going to do now? Are they going to kill themselves for the Zionist dogs? No. A point is going to come now where the Zionist dog must realize, but he's too stupid, Mullah. Mullah, if, Mullah, look, Allah says in the Quran, Sumun ukun umun deaf, dumb and blind. Mullah, what is happening now? Anyone who's following the events, the Zionist dogs are deaf, dumb and blind. Zionist dogs being killed in America, in the UK, the hated has been incited to a point where the whole Spain have gone on strike. They can't see it. They can't see the hatred being incited in the hearts of people of the world against them, which will only manifest itself in ultimately, guess what? A genocide. This is what troubles the heart of Hitler. Why will this German man, who is such a genius, who is a leader of such an intelligent nation, resolve in his mind to exterminate a whole lot of them? Why? Because the reason is being shown to us now. The designer's dog is not a real human. He cannot. You know, humans are born with a sense of sympathy, sense of love, sense of forgiveness. These creatures don't have that. Hitler saw that. These creatures are harmful to mankind, more harmful than the worst insect, the worst animal. They don't allow to be living on earth. Their only one purpose is to exterminate them all. The Zionists have to be exterminated, one of them. That's what Hitler said. And it is true. We're seeing now with our own eyes. Do you, one of them, can I ask you honestly? Listen, you ask non-Muslim, do you want Zionists in Zionism? Wherever they are, one of them, there's trouble. That's, wherever the Zionist dog is, there's trouble. Hitler is not a madman. He was not a man. No, he was not. Before he made the resolution, he thought very intensely. It was the First World War, Second World War, as the genesis in the conduct and behavior of the Zionists. These Zionists are a mistaken creation. They're not human. They should be like the lions are nice creatures in the Congressional Park. These Zionists, one of the only one solution, they have to be exterminated. And that will make the world a peaceful place. I hope they're listening. Listen to what I'm saying and record me. What we are heading in that direction, Mona. The yearning to exterminate the Zionists is going in the heart of every normal, reasonable human being. It's only the Zionists who are not seeing it.
No, definitely, definitely. And the world is waking up. Like you mentioned, if you ask the people, would you want the Zionists in your country? If you asked them a few years ago, they would have agreed, they would have disagreed. But now if you ask them, they've seen that the atrocities, then they even tell you that the Jews and the Zionists are two different entities. Even the Jews, the proper Jew rabbis are against the Zionist regime.
Maulana, what you're saying is so true. Quran says the following. Allah says, closest in enmity to the believers you'll find the Jews and the pagans. Closest in love to the believers you'll find those who call themselves Christians. But amongst the followers of Musa al-Islam, you'll find those who guide and seek righteousness in the light of truth. Now, Mona, the Jew, what you're saying is very true, Mona. We should be very, very careful, huh? I'm not branding all Jews to be deserving of extermination. No. we are Muslim. We submit to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no God besides Allah. Prophet Muhammad is the final messenger. Maulana, what I'm saying is, you have a group amongst the Jews who call themselves Zionists. These Zionists have gone to Israel. They believe they are superior to all. And they are causing, and they continue to cause havoc since 1948. Wherever they are, Maulana, it's only havoc. The settlers in this Zionist enclave, they harm, murder peaceful Palestinian farmers for no reason. How can we live side by side by them? We don't want them here. They're not human. They are not deserving to be alive. They must be exterminated. The genocide of the Zionists is justified.
Now, Uncle Zahid, now with the flotilla being seized and the activists being detained, what's the next step forward now with regards to the detainees and now with the aid? Where is the aid? Now the apartheid Israelis have seized the humanitarian aid that they've been traveling for so many weeks. What's the next step now? What happens to that aid? Do the apartheid Israelis take it, or they take it to Ashkelon and they deliver it, to so-called deliver it themselves?
Moreover, I want to emphasize, I said this before, there's no place like Israel. There's no such place. There's a place called Palestine.
Sure.
And we have the Zionist enclave, which the Zionists occupy, which is part of Palestine. They use gangster means, Moreover. Now, I want to emphasize to the listeners, we do not recognize, we don't know of a place called Palestine on this earth. There's no such place. I'm astagfirullah. We don't know of a place called Israel on this earth. We know there's no such place. We know of a place called Palestine. And where the Zionists are, they are occupying unlawfully through force and stealth. Number one. Number two, what was the real purpose and objective of the flotilla? The flotilla are small boats, there are more than 1 million people in Palestine. The medicines and the food and which we're carrying were all symbolic. The real purpose of the flotilla, the real objective, was to primarily elicit the attention and the cruelty inflicted by the Zionists, attention on the whole world. And the question is, have as the objective achieved? Allahu Akbar, yes, it has been achieved. With the announcement in Spain of a national strike, You mentioned it now, yeah, with North Korea mentioning that if they do not release Greta Thunberg, there will be trouble. What has happened? It incited the consciousness of the entire world. Well, you know, in the past, it's South Africa, I was a member of the Democratic Alliance. It was not a member of the UDF. The UDF won now. And I was later also in the Seizure. But the primary objective of the UDF, the founder was Alan Busak. You remember him? Right? Alan Busak and then Bishop Tutu. These were the main guys that started the UDF. Now, the UDF was not a violent organization. The main purpose of the UDF in the past South Africa was to engage activities that will maintain the consciousness, will maintain the attention of the world at the atrocities inflicted upon them by the apartheid regime. Now, in the same way, the flotilla's main objective is to ensure that the attention of the whole world is directed at the atrocities inflicted by the Zionists upon the Palestinians. You must understand, look, in our country too, our media is not very open. Alhamdulillah, with the issue of Palestine, we are in the forefront. But our own politics, we compare the media now to the time of President Zuma. We are not as transparent. Now, many countries in the world, if you watch Euro News, BBC, you go on, you don't see much of the atrocities in Palestine at all. The majority of the media, Maulana, is controlled and owned by the Jews. How many of these Jews are Zionist supporters? We'll talk about shortly when we deal with Zilla. Many of them are. So what I'm saying, Maulana, you see, as far as the flotilla is concerned, they are forced to give coverage to the flotilla. Social media is very, very powerful. And Greta Thunberg, I said before, is a very powerful young girl. So when The focus is on the flotilla, away from the infection of the genocide in parasite. The flotilla and the cruelty inflicted on the people on the flotilla are given more attention. And in that way, genocide is given attention. And this has caused for so many countries to recognize Palestine and to support Greta Thunberg and the people who are participating in Palestine. Now let's turn on the topic. You see that in recognizing Palestine, then it's accepted that approximately 370 kilometers from the shores of Palestine, those waters are part are owned, are inverted commas, by Palestine. Palestine can dictate who can fish and regulate what is going to happen there, not only on the surface of the sea, but also the seabed. Now, the flotilla remained on international waters. Their destination was Palestine. The state of Palestine recognized more than 50 countries in the world. Now, the illegal conduct of the Zionists is further exacerbated by them attacking the flotilla on international waters. That if I'm attacking, for example, a Spanish or an Italian ship on international waters, that is a war. It's an act of war. It's not normal. But what is very interesting, now we're reaching a point now where NATO is a military unity between Europe and America. Spain, Italy, Turkey are all members of NATO. If the Zionists attack any NATO country, it would mean an attack on NATO. And America is part of NATO. So again, the American attachment to Zionists is so, let's see if it's so great that America will risk the dismantling of NATO. If that happens, Mona, who are you sending? If they do that, it's inevitable. Russia and China are going to be sending. What is making Putin so emboldened that he sent the whole week, last week, he sent drones hovering over all various parts of Europe, and they can do nothing about it? Because Putin is seeing that these fools are weak. They're weak. They're fighting amongst themselves. America is not with him. American economy is kaput. In France, they're striking, the economy is also kaput. In the UK, American economy is kaput. They don't have money for weapons and military. And that's where we are. And the cause is directly linked to the Zionists.
Hmm. And I just seen a message now saying that with regards to that, the Prime Minister, so-called Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, he was at the detention site and he was taunting and mocking the detainees.
Modala, you know, my late brother would say, yeah, a good man, very good man, passed to the age of 50, you know. You know, he always told me, Zayd, when you point your finger at a person, where are the three fingers pointing? Right at you. The fool, he is the Minister of Defense, I think. He is laughing and mocking. But he's only laughing and mocking at himself. He is, right now, who is the most ridiculous people on planet Earth? The most ridiculous people, the people regarded to be semi-human beings, the people whom the world is condemning, is who? Is the Zionist in the Zionist entity? They are the people who are being ridiculed, not the detainees.
Yeah.
They can't detain the people of Philadelphia. So people are going to be released, and you will see that. That is sure as night follows day, guaranteed. Don't be so far. And Trump will tip in front of people who are now pushing it too far. Trump is sinking because his economy is in shutdown as we are talking.
President Trump doesn't know whether he's coming or going as well. Because
he's completely confused. He's totally confused. Then he's talking of sanctions. Then he's talking of tariffs. And so it's going the whole year through. Mm. And where we are now. We at a shutdown, 750,000 civil servants are not paid. We are on the brink of having a full-on revolution in America, and even an internal revolution. Non-essential civil servants are going to lose their jobs. In fact, the airports, the ports, the airports, the we docks, transport service, government transport service are all essential. Who wants to live in America? Would you want to be in America now?
I don't want to be.
People not being paid, it's a civil service shutdown. It's chaos, like, complete chaos. the disparity between wealthy and the extremely rich and your people don't have money. I mean, the civil servants are not going to be paid on. So people generally, the average people, one of they live month to month, week to week. You be paid, you pay school fees, you buy food, your groceries. So where are these people going to manage to do that? To buy the groceries, to go to a movie, to send the kids transport. It causes complete chaos. Ever. For us, it's having a humble that we're living very well. Who wants to be in America?
Attorney Saab, with regards to in relation with Palestine, to the approximate 370 kilometer of water from its shore that is Palestine may control or own, can you please explain to our listeners?
Let me explain this one. What I mentioned about 370 kilometers.
Sure.
Now, Mona, if you imagine in your head, you're in Durban, you're at this, you're at this, north beach, south beach, right?
Mm.
Now, Mona, if you look 370 kilometers, if you can see so far, that will be part of South African, territory. Now, part of South African territory would mean that South Africa will then be able to govern the fishing and all activities on the surface of the water and at right down on the bottom of the water. But the point I'm making is the 370 kilometers outside of Palestine, that is the area that is known as the exclusive economic zone.
Yeah.
That is territory that's exclusively that of Palestine. Now, recognizing Palestine as a state invariably means that the exclusive economic zone of Palestine is also recognized. So everything the Zionists is doing is against international law. Again, it's an exhibition of conduct by the Zionists that they are not human. Now, if you ignore international law, if you inflict genocide, if you conduct yourself like a complete uncivilized barbarian, you are infecting the world. You are undeserving to remain on planet Earth. You are deserving to be exterminated. And that is where we make dua for the eternal Hitler, which will happen inevitably.
No, definitely.
I'm asking a question. What in the States, this youngster who shot dead two Jews in Manchester early 30, also he shot dead two Jews. Now tell me, what is the extent of the incitement in the heart of this individual? He's risking himself getting life in prison. He's risking the loss of his freedom for the rest of his life. He's risking being hanged. This is the depth of the hatred incited in the hearts of millions of people. As I'm sitting here now, I'm not a young man, I'm 26, you know, but as I'm sitting, the truth is that I would genuinely feel a sense of joy if I kill as many Zionists as possible, if I can blow them up into the sky. That's an accepted truth. But the cause of this hatred in my heart is what I see on TV, a live genocide inflicted upon Palestinian people who have to be my brother and sister, who are Muslim, you know? And then you see what's happening on the Protea. Now, this is not restricted to me. This is a sense of hatred that is being inculcated in the hearts of millions of other people. So what we're seeing now, the two killed in Manchester, the two killed in America, it's going to happen. It's going to continue. By us, a good few years ago, we had a guy, Mustafa Yonker, in the SIP in Muesenberg. I did a case. There was allegation that he too had this deep hatred or Jews. Now you see the dilemma you spoke about any moment. You see what the Zionists are doing. The conduct of famous people claim that they are Zionists. It's just respect wrong to hate all Jews. I said this on the blog before. You know, when the Saturday Times were threatening to publish a cartoon of Rasulullah, and I rushed to court the 12 minutes, I interviewed the Saturday Times of doing so. The first firm in the East End that told me was a Jewish firm. They offered me help. I said, yeah, and then I was for another case in Durban, the Jewish deputy judge president. He told me so much, had you come to me, I would have given you a prayer without even hearing argument. So I'm saying to you, Mona, there are Jews who are human beings who have a sense of justice, mental justice. You see what the Zionists are doing. They are also the enemy of the Jew, because by them not identifying themselves as Zionists, they are allowing people of the world to confuse and to think that the Jews and the Zionists are the same. They're not the same. You see the Zionists wear the doily, the Jews wear the doily too. But what the Zionists, what the Jews are doing, they are protesting and marching. But what they should do, and what we should do, is to appeal to the world to have the Zionist dogs identify themselves as Zionists. And the best Zionist you can identify is are those creatures in the Zionist enclave that they call Israel. Those are the Zionists.
Hatanisa, can you please explain to our listeners what is the 1982 UN Convention on the Law of the Seas?
No, let me explain that to you now. I have an article before me that explains to you listeners. One, I'm saying slowly, the laws of the high seas are governed by the 1982 UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. Now, with Palestine being recognized as a state, it must follow that the laws of the high seas will also apply to Palestine, because it's a government state. Now, the laws of the high seas provide, it stipulates that all states, now including Palestine, remember that, it stipulates that all states can enjoy freedom of movement of ships in the high seas and aircraft can fly freely. Now, with Palestine being recognized as a state, the 1982 UN Convention applied to Palestine as well. Now, the 1982 UN Convention allows the laying of subsea cables now for up to a distance of 307 kilometers from the shore. The state of Palestine are allowed to lay subsea cables and pipelines, as well as fishing, scientific research, and the construction of islands, all three of which are subject to international agreements and laws. Ships that are on high seas are subject to the jurisdiction of the flag they fly, except those conducting piracy. Now, one of you see, we have attacks on ships that are sailing either on international waters or in waters that are regarded by international law to be the waters of Palestine. This is a further contemptuous disregard by the Zionists of international law. Now, if you disregard international law, what are you doing? You use the colloquial, you're showing the middle finger to the whole civilized world, Molana. Now, can these people be normal? That's how they cannot be normal. This is so short-sighted, it's unbelievable. If you, as a small group of Zionists, show the finger at the whole world, you lay the foundations for the incitement of very deep hatred. Deep hatred that will ultimately culminate in no mercy being expressed when you are eventually exterminated. Now, Hitler unfortunately did not distinguish between the Zionists and the Jews. I don't know. But in Europe, what the Europeans did, the UK created this place, Zionist enclave. They annexed a part of Palestine. They told all the Jews who want to go, you can go. And the Jews who chose to go to the Zionist enclave, which was created by the UK and they call it Israel, those are the Zionists, Mullah. The Zionists in the Zionist enclave, they are not deserving to be part of planet Earth, to be part of humankind. Why I say so? Because they disregard international law. We can't murder the lion, the tiger, the snake. They're all kept in their domain. The snake now and then comes out of his domain. But how many people sent back? Not too many. How many attacks of lions on people? Well, insignificant. These guys are not human. They don't belong to Earth. What we can do is find a place in space where we can get a technology we send outside the moon and they can patch it everywhere. And then the American friends, if they got the money, we can start with them all to another place, another planet. But on Earth, they don't belong because they don't obey the laws of planet Earth. How are we going to live on Earth is not big enough. Earth is a small planet, Earth, you know? Now, we can only survive on Earth as human beings if we obey laws which we created for our survival, for mankind's survival. But if you have a group that is guarding the survival of all of mankind, then this group are not deserving to be living on Earth. I mean, it's not rock science, Mona. Do you follow me, Mona?
Gee, no, definitely.
Mona, look, Mona, look, Mona. We are living in the town. So you and I, we live in Beckett. Beckett Springs. Mm. Right. Now we have laws. There's a Muslim majority. And the Hindus there too, but we all obey laws. But you and your family decide you're not going to obey laws. You're going to be a follower of the LGBT. Your son is going to be married to a man. Your daughter will be married to a woman, and then you can have your car and Jason I support same sex marriage. You don't make salah, you blaspheme. Then how can you live next to Mona? Because Beckerton has an entrenched law, a custom that we live by. There's Azan 5 times a day, Mona. We have a Muslim school, we have 3 masjids, Mona. We strictly strive to make as many fathers as possible. I've got 5 sons, all fathers, all lawyers. My oldest son is the youngest judge that we have. My daughter, Hafiza, my daughter-in-law, Hafiza, all big in one. So this is now how can family or person who conducts himself or herself completely contrary to the custom, the laws of the people of Beckton continue living in Beckton? I'll tell you a secret one. You know, one of Beckton I observed. When anyone conducts themselves in a manner which is completely contrary to the customs and practices of the Muslims and others in Beckton, guess what? They somehow, they checked out. It happened, I observed that several families, even the non-Muslims in Beckton, Mona, they carry themselves, they behave themselves decently. We have non-Muslims, we have Tamil, Hindu, Christians living in Beckton, but they carry themselves decently. They're not outright haramis, Mona. I'm saying to you, if you have a group of people on planet Earth with small domain, completely disregarding international law, they are the source of chaos, Mona, and they're not deserving to be on Earth. What you do then? You kill them. Whatever, and the compensation for injury is injury they are unto equal degree. That's from Quran. Now, if a man kills wantonly another man, he is not obeying the laws of Allah. The laws of Allah are designed for the people on earth whom Allah has placed on earth. That person must die and be killed. That's it. The Zionists don't believe, don't belong to earth. We must teach our kids this. It must be then carried over and over until, inshallah, they're completely exterminated. Yes?
Definitely, I mean, we have to inculcate in our children that, listen, these people, these Zionists are the scum of the earth, the enemies of the earth, and look at how they are killing and murdering and causing atrocity to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Allah Ta'ala liberate them, Ameen. I tell you something.
Mullah, if I may, with your permission, Mullah. You know, Alan Zeller. Alan Zeller is the leader of the DA, he was mayor of 8,000, you know. She now expressed the wish to become the mayor of Joburg. And she was interviewed, and she was asked a question about the genocide in Palestine. She denied knowing about it. We spoke about this before. You know?
Last week we did speak about
it. But I'll tell you guys something more. Listen, interesting. I told the Greta Thunberg, and the whole world right now is focused on climate change. You know, Mona, if you observe, you see floods, be places that are normally hot are getting cold and vice versa. In fact, you must have read about the temperatures on Earth that are increasing by 1, 2, 3 degrees. Mm. That's causing complete chaos in the climate.
Sure.
This one is called climate change. Now, in Cape Town, Mona, Cape Town is the home of the seventh wonder of the world, New Table Mountain. Now, the DA have resolved to build another road called MYCIT. Now, I'm involved here because they need to expropriate property. But the important thing, Mona, is the following. You know, Mona, if you go to Cape Town this weekend, you will be stuck in traffic from Cape Town to Windhoek for 2 hours. You open the window, you see it's carbon into the, you breathe carbon. The extent of carbon you breathe is equivalent to maybe smoking 2 packets of cigarettes a day. This is the extent with which Zeller and her crowd ignore international law. Now, Mona, it's only a matter of time where people will not have desire or wish to come to Cape Town to wonder at this seventh wonder of the world. That is going to have the effect of people leaving Cape Town. The economy of Cape Town will drop. But she don't care. But she comes into Joburg and boasts that how marvelous the DA governs its municipalities. Ramaphosa, with respect, Mona, he echoes Zilla. If you look at Cape Town is, in fact, in a week, a man was interviewed. He described the city of Cape Town to be rotten and corrupt to the core. Now, Mona, I will give you a reassurance. I'm on air. This MYCITI resolution is underpinned by corruption. There is no compliance with climate change, the Climate Change Act, with the statute. There was no effort made in measuring the extent of carbon emissions that would be caused by the building of this new road. Why didn't Zilla come in and be interviewed? Talk to her. And who is benefiting primarily from this construction of the new road? Let me explain that. I want to say, Mona, I echo the person who was earlier this week interviewed on Newsroom Africa, who said the city of Cape Town is corrupt and rotten to the core. And we must not be taken in. Now, how can you be influenced by a woman who wants to be the mayor of Joburg who denies genocide? Can she be normal? She says she don't know about genocide. Now we play announcements on every major news network that the UN have confirmed that the Zionists are inflicting genocide, but you have a retard like Zilla denying it. Who is it? What is she? She don't belong on Earth. If she is a Zionist or a supporter of Zionists, then genuinely she does not belong here. She will not come to Joburg. She's not welcome to the country. She must get the hell out of this country. We can go somewhere very, very far. But we will not tolerate any Zionists in this country. We will not tolerate any Zionist sympathizer in this country. You must understand that very clearly.
Hmm. No, definitely. I share your sentiments there, Tunisab. Now, let us discuss, you mentioned with regards to Greta Thunberg and an advocate with regards to climate change, Tunisab. Can you please explain to us what like the main cause? I know with the global warming and as far as I can remember, with the ice, the icebergs, there were, and you know, something very very strange. We know the world map, the map when we were small, they used to show us two parts, the Antarctica and the Arctic Circle. Now, if you look at the map, the atlas, you don't see the Arctic Circle. They don't show you parts of the Arctic Circle.
Well, let me explain as best I can. Mona, look, you know, when your car is idling, you're breathing carbon. Now, the greatest emitter of carbon into the atmosphere is the burning of coal. Now, country, we burn a lot of coal for energy, but we're moving rapidly towards wind and solar. Now, our country ratified the Paris Convention in 2015. Now, the Paris Convention provides that all cities must strive towards reducing the carbon emissions. with the aim of having no carbon emissions at 2050. And many countries in Europe have in fact reduced their carbon emissions. There's been a major move away from relying on the burning of coal for energy. Now, even in London, I understand you can't drive into the city with your car unless you have fine. They don't encourage driving car because you're burning fuel. Yeah. Now, what happens if you want to let me explain? When, for example, you burn coal for energy, coal releases carbon as your exhaust releases carbon, burning petrol or diesel. This carbon rises and then it creates a roof. A roof up in space that really keeps the heat inside the earth. When that happens, Mama, the earth warms. And with the earth warming, the icebergs melt. And with the icebergs melting, Mama, the climate, the weather changes. You have floods in places where which is most unusual. We have very hot weather like in this year. In June, July, Mona, the temperatures in Portugal, Spain were up to 41 degrees. In Greece, there were fires. In Portugal, there were fires. It was abnormally hot. Now you have this, it's called climate change, Mona. And Greta Thunberg, she was among the first people to promote awareness on climate change. The only fool who denies climate change is Jesu. Completely, he's a fool. The reality of climate change is vivid as we see ourselves. In our country, Mona, you have Mantashi, the minister. He denied climate change. You talk rubbish. Now I don't think he still does it. Ramaphosa and his brother-in-law own Glencore Mines, Glencore South Africa. And the denial of climate change is understandable because they have a financial interest. But the Europeans and are very serious about redressing climate change. And if our country, being a signatory of the Paris Convention, does not obey its undertakings in the Paris Convention, then we risk sanctions. So I don't believe our Ramaphosa and our government will, in fact, not comply with the provisions of the Paris Convention. But what is intriguing, Mom, we are currently in a government of national unity. The biggest hypocrite is the DA. The whites, they're not loyal to the country. They appear to me to have the view of Trump that South Africa is just another shithole in Africa. But why is the DA not taking the same steps as one would expect to reduce the emission of carbon? Well, tell me about this road they're going to build, the MYCITI. That is a new road that's going to accommodate for motor vehicle traffic. Motor vehicles burn petrol. That is going to burn what comes out of the exhaust carbon. And that increases the carbon into the atmosphere magnificently. But I wrote to the lawyer of the DA. He tell me how much he looked by it. A lot of rubbish nonsense on him. Tell me what I should do. What I can do is I can bring in an urgent application to court and I can look the procedure for discovery and enforce it. But that's another issue. The point I'm making is don't trust the white DA supporters. They're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. They are not concerned about climate change. You can see that.
Attorney, sir?
To hospital, they could. There's a risk he's going to die because it's such a huge death congestion. But hypocrites, Mona.
Gee. No, I'm so sorry and make me laugh that we have to cut you off at this point. We exceeded our time by about 3 minutes, but Jazakallah Khair and Attorney, sir, and I do apologize for starting late in our show. I say Jazakallah Khairan to you. You know, you're always ever ready to give your time and services for the Ummah and the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Thank you, may Allah reward you, thank you, Allah.
Ameen. Jazakallah Khairan. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And that was Attorney Zahir Umar explaining to us and unpacking various issues now with regards to what happened this week to the Global Sobert Flotilla, and also emphasizing that we know it, with regards to Helen Ziller and trying to become a mayor of Johannesburg, and also the carbon emission that I mean that they're trying to create a road in the city of Cape Town, and also differentiating between the Zionist and the Jew. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Attorney Zahir Umar for giving out his time as always. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Legal Eagle with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Friday evenings between 8 and 9 p.m. Bi'amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah.